Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our prayers. As your people declare your mighty words,
blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns
Father, we do want to lift your name up on high this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to gather and pray. Thank you for the opportunity to be with brothers and sisters this week. And Lord, as we are entering the last full day of the conference, Lord, I just pray that your name would be lifted up on high and we would give you all glory. And lead us in this time this morning as we look at one of your psalms here, Lord, and it would just draw us to glorify you and your name in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want to look at a familiar psalm with you this morning. It's a psalm regarding the glory of the Lord in creation, Psalm 8. It's a messianic psalm. Jesus quoted this psalm in Matthew 21:16. He quoted it in Hebrews chapter 2. He quoted it in Ephesians 1:22, and so we have this psalm referred to by Jesus several times, and so it truly is a messianic psalm. And how we keep coming back over and over again in the Bible to the importance of creation. And of course, we know the first three words in the Bible, in the beginning, and then in the beginning God, and in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And so those are the words that have been so ferociously attacked down through the centuries by the evil one, and today we have pretty widespread teaching of evolution throughout the world, and it's just totally a lie. There's no possible way that you could create one cell. The DNA is so precise and so designed intricately, and there's no way that could happen. I don't care how much time you would give it; it could never happen. And as the body is formed and comes together, it all comes together as by the designer. All dependent on interacting and, you know, the blood and the circulatory system and these organs are prepared and, you know, the eyes start out and a slit appears and we have 1 million receptacles in each eye that have to be precisely matched between the eye and the brain for you to see. 1 million, did you get those counted right? Well, I can see you, so the Lord counted them right in my eyes. I mean, it's so amazing. And yet we want to deny the Lord in creation because that means if there is a creation, there is a creator, and the creator means there's an accountability to that creator, and man does not want to be accountable, right? So we'll deny creation rather than accept accountability. And so we see the world in a train wreck condition in a sense. but it's not going to be that way much longer. And he will come and he will restore it, right? So we begin today in verse 1 of Psalm 8. It's we don't know of the time in David's life when this was written. It is referred to as a Psalm of David. I happen to think this is probably fairly early in his life because we have such an emphasis on the moon and the stars and so forth. And you have to be outside to see those. You can't see the moon and the stars. Well, in Los Angeles, you can never see them. Actually, you can see the moon, but you can't see the stars. But when he's on the throne and in the king's court and so forth, I don't imagine he's spending an awful lot of time looking at the moon and the stars. But if you're out with the sheep all night, you do know what nature is all about, don't you? So he begins, O Yahweh, our Adonai, O Lord, our Lord. I love that pronoun, our. We have that in the model prayer, don't we? In this manner, pray, our Father who art in heaven. And so we see he is our Lord. He's just not Lord. He is Lord, but he's our Lord. He's a personal Lord. Is he your Lord? How excellent is your name? How excellent. That word excellent, a dear in the Hebrew, is translated about a dozen different ways in the Bible, but they all relate to glorious, excellent, over the top, so to speak, beyond description. That's how excellent his name is. And it says in all the earth, I believe this is prophetic. I don't think this is today. I don't think his name is excellent in all the earth today. I think it is in the believer's mind and the believer's heart, but where you're ministering and so forth, I would be very surprised if you would say that everybody you see is revering his name and it's excellent. Because in most places, it's get out of my life, right? I don't want anything to do with God, right? But here we read, how excellent is your name in all the earth, and what? Who have set your glory above the heavens. How high is that? When I was in school, they said that the size of the universe is about 4 billion light years. And of course, I couldn't get my mind around 4 billion of anything, really. Light years, 186,000 miles a second. Go out, well, but now it's grown. Now when we sent the Hubble out, it suddenly grew to 16 billion, and now there's some estimates it's over 20 billion. I mean, you can put any number in there you meant, who's going to measure it, right? But we have an infinite God. I think it's unlimited from our standpoint. I don't know, but who has set your glory above the heavens? Are you giving God the glory even equal to the heavens, let alone above the heavens? But that's what his name is here. And then he goes not to creation necessarily out with plants and animals and all, but he goes to babies, out of the mouth of babies or babes and nursing infants. How big are nursing infants? Infants. Not too big, are they? And yet out of the mouths of those, he's silencing the enemy and the avenger. What power there is. You know, if you put the smartest man in the world, I don't know who that is now because these guys keep dying, these smart guys. But if you heard their lecture for an hour, somebody would really like to hear what they have to say because they're so smart, and you brought out a children's choir for 30 seconds and have them sing Jesus Loves Me, which would have the greatest impact? But he says here, that very thing here, he says, out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. And then he does look up now. He says, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, if you've done any studying at all of the stars, I mean, you got the Betelgeuse out there, you have the Arcturuses out there, you have those huge, 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 huge bodies going at 76,000 miles an hour. And how do you get them in? I mean, if you've ever watched, in the old days it was Cape Canaveral, then went to Cape Kennedy, but you'd have those rockets taking off and everything was shaking and everything else. But how much tonnage would you get in the air? Well, you'd get some tonnage in the air, but not too much, you know, a few tons in the air. And when we look at some of these big stars that are out there, they're so big, man can't even estimate how big they are. And so it's like, ding, puts them in orbit. When I consider the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him? Isn't that a question for us all? And the Son of Man that you visit him, you have made him a little lower than the Elohim, than the angels, or some translations it says, than God. You have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with all glory and honor. crowned man with all glory and honor. You know, the only thing that God spoke to in creation that was alive is man. And it says, and God said to them, we are so special because we are created in his image. Genesis 1:26, you know that verse. It says, and God said, let us make man in our own image. So every man is created in the image of God. But then we read in first chapter of John, and they became children of God. He made them children of God who believe, right? So not everybody is a child of God. Only the believers are children of God. We're all made in God's image, but here it says, you've made him a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor because we're created in his image with the capability of becoming his child. Verse 6, you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, sheep and oxen, beasts of the field, birds of the air, fish of the sea. Everything is under the dominion of man that passed through the paths of the sea. And then we get to the close of that, and we know how beautiful that was, and it was all very good, but man fell, didn't he? And sin entered the world, and death through sin. But then God sent his Son to reconcile fallen man back to him. But we do have that position of having dominion over the created things here. Man has that, it says. And then verse 9, back again to verse 1. We complete the full circle there. O Lord, O Yahweh, our Adonai, how excellent is your name in all the earth. So I would say that should be our desire. I don't believe this. There is a prayer in this psalm, and it's one of the very few psalms that I know of that there's no real request in it. But that's also kind of a nice test for us, isn't it? This is just a praise psalm, really. Do you ever just spend time with the Lord and just give him praise? I don't do that very often. I'm always asking for something. Right? I mean, I think it's good to ask. We're going to ask here this morning. But also it's good at times just to praise him, right? Just to praise him. So as we begin here this morning, let's just think about praising his name. Let's pray for the things that we would have on our hearts from the Holy Spirit today, the last full day of the conference and the speakers. Pray for Dave here who will be speaking to us and others as well, contributing to this day, that the Lord would be glorified. His name would indeed be held excellent. Father, we thank you for this psalm. We thank you for the opportunity to praise you, to thank you, to worship you, to bow down to you. And now, Lord, lead us in this time of prayer together, that we would use these minutes for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's pray.
Never before. is fair. The end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
Father, we do bless your name. We thank you for meeting us here again this morning, and we just pray for this day that it would be all you would have it to be. And Lord, may we honor you and just give you praise and glory continually. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.